It's the end of a long few days, or it's the beginning of a long couple more days. First of all, I'd like to thank all the people that, speaking of upstairs and working, all the people that work in the personnel department, all the people that support us here with the Packer organization, starting with Mark Murphy and working its way down. There's no way we could do any of this without their help. And it's extraordinary how many people, you know, volunteer their help and their best wishes and that sort of thing. So I wanted to make sure that they got due credit. We felt like today would be a day of moving a lot. As it turned out, we didn't do a lot of moving. I think we might have made one late trade in the day. But we also felt like we accomplished some things. We are, as we talk about every year at this time, the bulk of this, as soon as the actual draft gets over, the bulk of our work for today will start, because it'll be the pursuit of free agency and working on that. So I can't stay as long as I would love to. But I'd be glad to take some questions.
Ted, why three running backs? You doubled the number on your roster in one day.
It just worked out that way. I know I say this all the time. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't a deal saying, let's go do this, let's go do this. It's just the way it worked out. We felt like it was a strong year at that position, and I think that's probably more the reason why it worked out that way.
Was it a reaction to getting caught short-handed at the position last year?
Again, I would say the same thing I just answered up there.
Ted, what kind of player is DeMonte Mays?
Good. He does a nice job of sitting down to run. I can't do it, or I'd show you what I'm talking about, but he can sit down and his butts on the ground almost and that sort of thing. So he's got a nice smile and a nice kid.
Ted, you did say before the draft that you wanted to add more running backs. Do you feel that position now going out of the draft is in a good place?
Yeah, I probably meant to say I hope, you know, it would work out that way. But, yeah, I mean, we're happy that we're able to find some value at the running back position.
What's the benefit, Ted, of bringing three new guys in at that one spot?
More the merrier. This is a tough business. This is an awful tough position to play.
Ted, I knew you were your pro day. What impression did Vince Beagle leave on you?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, I know you were at UW Pro Day. What impression did Vince Beagle leave on you?
Oh, I've been watching him for a long time, as probably most of you guys have. That's no secret. He's very well spoken of by the staff there. All this is repetitive probably, but he is what he is. He's a leader and a very articulate, very bright young man, and he happens to be a local guy, and he happens to be from Wisconsin. It wasn't done intentionally. It wasn't done because, oh, look, we can get a Badger on our team. That's not the reason we did that. We did that because he's going to help the Green Bay Packers win games.
Starting out the fourth round with that pick, did you have to weigh any possibilities of moving back? The trade, you said you expected to move a lot today.
We did expect that particular position to move a lot, because it often does, because people go home at night and they wake up the next morning and they realize there's somebody close to that spot that they might be able to get in. But we didn't have much action, as it turned out.
Ted, where do you think the offensive lineman that you drafted, Amici, where does he project along the line?
I don't know. I think we'll work that out over the weekend coming up, you know, when we get the rookies all in here. I wouldn't care to speculate. Other than I think there's some versatility along the interior part of the line.
Ted, what do you like about these two wide receivers, and are there similarities to their games? Are there differences in how they play? What do you see there?
All right, let me make sure I don't forget somebody here. Okay.
Yancey and Dupree?
No, I would not say they were similar. They're both good size guys. Malachi is a little taller, a little more lean. He is, you know, kind of a home run hitter, post corner type receiver, good player. Yancey is kind of an all purpose guy there, is good production. So we're happy to get him.
When you make that trade back like you did in the first round, and when you get that second pick, how much thought goes into that being almost like you want that to be a starter or a really key part of your draft, since it's sort of a bonus to what you had originally with your draft picks? Is that really the whole key to doing something like that?
No, I think it's just positioning and looking at the draft and seeing how it's going to be. And quite frankly, we wanted to have more than seven draft choices at the end of all this. We felt like the team needed a little more juice on the roster and that sort of thing. Hope that answers your question.
Ted, when you're watching a kid like Dupree on film and LSU struggles with quarterback play, I mean, how tough is it to grade that kid?
I wouldn't necessarily agree with you that they struggle throwing the ball. They're pretty wide open offense and playing big time SEC football. So you get a good ability to see how they play and how they match up against the kind of people that they're going to match up in the NFL.
Ted, you said when you got up there, we feel like we accomplished some things. What things did you accomplish that you feel really good about, and what maybe did you not accomplish that you were hoping to?
Nothing on the back part of that. On the good part, we just added more players. Just like I was talking, I just felt like we needed to add some more, you know, bodies, and not only bodies, but football players and good people and all the things that make up an NFL team. I think that's what I was referring to. I hope that's what it was.
How do you feel about what you have in terms of edge rushers right now on your roster?
Good. We got Clay Matthews and Nick Perry. That's a couple of good starters. And added one today. And we have some other fellas that can play the game.
You know, Beagles production did dip last year compared to the year before, at least a big play stuff. But what do you think the difference was there?
I'm sorry, I had trouble.
Eagles' big play production as far as, you know, sacks and TFLs balls was down pretty significantly last year compared to 2015. What do you think happened there?
Right. Well, I mean, you'd have to kind of study that, which I watched a lot of that film, by the way. But you had more than one rotating in and out. Both he and 42 were playing primarily. But they had some young players that they put in the game, too. So I don't know if it was that or not, but I didn't see anything negative about his play.
The lineman you took from South Florida, was the athleticism that led you to him, and do you think he can move from left tackle inside?
I'm sure that that's going to be brought up. We didn't think about it. I didn't talk about it today. It wouldn't surprise me if we do that. We normally take, and James Chapman does a great job of this, we normally take brand new offensive linemen and move them around different spots just to see what looks comfortable and what doesn't. And because especially like, you know, tackles to guards and even guards to centers, we'll do a lot of that as a norm. You'll see that at the start of rookie minicamp. There'll be guys over there trying to snap the ball that probably never have.
Ted, you took four straight defensive players to start the draft, and I know you don't do that intentionally, but do you feel that side of the ball got better with the players you were able to add over the past couple days there?
We sure hope so, and it wasn't intentional. And if you told me to tell you how many of each we got after it's all over, I couldn't do it. But we do feel like we got better, and we have a chance to grow and kind of spread our wings a little bit. You know, I think sometimes you can get a little stale in the roster, and that would have been my fault if that happened.
By signing Evans, how much freedom did that give you this weekend to not really have to really focus on finding a guard?
It's part of the equation. You need X number of players to do certain things, and certainly the value of offensive linemen is not lost on anybody in this room. And so when you're able to acquire one, it's a good thing.
Ted, with Beagle this year and Fackrell last year, you brought in two edge rushers that were a little bit older than a lot of guys coming out of college. Is that an indication that you think more mature players can jump in better at the edge rusher spot, or is that just kind of how it worked out?
It's how it worked out.
Two more, please.
I didn't know that, but it's good to know.
They're both going to be 24 before the seasons.
I think somebody asked me that question last year.
Ted, you just completed your 13th draft. You have one Super Bowl ring since you've been here. Are you closer to number two?
I sure hope so. I'd like to get one or two. I don't know. It's hard business. We never make any bones about that. And when you get to this point in the whole draft process, you understand the work and the ethic that your people that are working with you and working for put forth every day. And that's the thing I wanted to say, and I hope these guys hear it, that it's important and it's good for the Green Bay Packers that we have good people working here and doing stuff, trying to get to that point where you have a chance to win the Super Bowl, and that's what you're looking for.
Ted, how many more of these drafts you got left in you?
I don't know. How do I look?
That's not for me to decide.
Oh.
Do you, over the last few years or whatever, have you given more responsibility to the rest of your personnel staff? Do they have more input in the draft than they once did, or do you still feel like it flows through you and you have to make, you know, the decisions on your own?
Well, the way the draft was set up, when I first came to work here, when Ron Wolf had just started working here, and I watched that. I studied what he did and the mannerisms that he took and the way that he affected the marching of the orders out and that sort of thing. And so I tried, quite frankly, I just tried to copy everything that he did, and I would hope that I'm still doing it that way in terms of command and direction and allowing other people to weigh in on certain things and that sort of thing. I think we all kind of, during our lifetime, over time, especially over a 13-year period or whatever it is, that you're going to adjust and let the weights and measurements fill themselves out.
After your first pick today, there was a run on running backs, and then your next pick was running back. And, you know, sometimes it looks like when you're watching those picks come off that the league is just getting a bit more disciplined than other teams. I mean, do you see that teams drafting more competitive every year, more similar philosophies as to what you need to do in the first and second round and then on Saturday?
I don't know. I don't know that I've studied it that much. I think it's a very intensely competitive situation, and it is throughout the 32 teams. Whether you think you do it better than some other team or not, I think is immaterial. I think everybody's doing the best they can, and believe me, I've never been in anything that's so competitive.